Today, we're going to visit with Jennifer Hansen.
Good morning.
Thanks from for the having Boone County me. Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah.
A chamber morning.
It was, oh my gosh, it's a beautiful morning. I enjoy my walks downtown.
And you get a chance to get out and see what people are doing and
yeah,
go visit with them. Like, you've got a lot of extra time to do that, I got to say. But,
oh, goodness.
I did want to say, I know that earlier, because the first Tuesday of the month, you do a coffee.
Yes, Coffee and Connections for our member organizations.
And you had one of my favorite people come and speak.
Vonnie, yes, yeah. From Iowa Works. She is fantastic. And I do want to say, too, you know, I mentioned...
Mostly that's member related.
Well, no, I was just saying that how, it, you know, for member organizations, I want every member organization to look at their staff and get them out to these things, whether it being with, you know, whether it being a particular speaker that they want them to hear, or whether it's just being, you know, the networking and the connections and just being more involved in their community will help them feel more empowered and make them feel better about just even about their community that they live in, let alone the place that they work. So I know as a young professional, when I was in my, you know, 30s and I really soaked up what the chamber in Omaha did, and I really think that these networking events are critical. It's just connections and just getting to know different people and because you never know who you're going to need in the future.
Sure, a lot of times they don't talk about a lot of the work. They may know each other,
right?
But they may not actually network business wise.
Well, and it's hard too, because I think, you know, when it comes to like my contacts with, you know, with our member organizations, you know, that's who my emails are going to and the newsletters and things like that. And they might flip through it and do something or whatever, or make a note of it on their calendar. But it's, you know, especially if you're in a larger office or even just a, you know, office of three or four people, it's hard to look around the room and go, gosh, I wonder who else would be, would enjoy this or would really be, would get a lot out of this. And so if you're a manager or you're a boss or you're even just an, you know, you are an HR professional, I want you to take that newsletter and share it with your staff. Put it up in the break room, because whether it being, as I said, we had a fantastic speaker with Coffee and Connections at 7:30. They're always the first Tuesday of the month over at Cobblestone. And yep, Vonnie had just so much to share for our employment networks and for our employers. So that's somebody who I'm actually going to make a point to bring back.
So yeah, it's one of the, like I remember one of the first times I visited when we got to be home base Iowa in Boone. And again, that was one of those things that she specializes in. And it's just
the
awesome.
Work with veterans and connecting veterans to employers and connecting them to the situations that will work for that individual, as well as be a fit for the company, as well as programs working with individuals who are 55 and up, maybe those with mobile issues or different things that sometimes makes it difficult for them, or even just they just don't know what's out there that could work for them. And so it's really both parties coming to the table, and then Iowa Works, you know, is that facilitator making the connections happen.
Well, we do know that obviously one of the dominant things over the last couple of weeks, the downtown assessment, got the assessment done. You had a lot of people in and out. They talked to
a lot of
people.
It was very, very, it was a lot of energy and a lot, oh my gosh, it was, and frankly, a lot of tough love coming out of that. I mean, I think we all really were able to see the amount of engagement with those assessors. So basically what that consisted of, five members of a team that was led by James Engel, who was with the Iowa Economic Development Authority and Downtown Revitalization Programs. Mm-hmm. They came in and, you know, of course, before they came to Boone, they were the ones that survey went to. So one of the last times I spoke with you,
we talked about the participation.
The survey. Oh my goodness, 360, over 360 results, where usually these guys, you know, do this in communities all over the state of Iowa, and you know they're maybe getting 70, maybe 150 or so results. Boone is like, no, I know what I want in our downtown. I know it's important, and I want this to move forward. So I really saw that as an encouraging encouraging effort on the community's point. So anyway, they are the ones that those surveys went to, and they read those beforehand, and they came to not only just, you know, the team, the downtown steering committee team, but with the city and with other stakeholders. And they basically took those survey results, asked some good, hard questions. And so, you know, we all sat down on a number, you know, whether it being the one big lunch where we all sat down together and kind of chatted through some of the big themes of those surveys, but also just in individual group interviews. So many people were a part of those, and between their decades of experience in downtown restorations and building, maintenance,
building preservation, and all the whole of the bit, yeah.
Gosh, all the different things. One of the cool things that one of the guys were talking about was waymaking. What that means is your pedestrian experience. How does it feel? How engaging is your downtown when people are walking on this, mm-hmm. On the sidewalks? And so just all of those things, plus of course just the culture of Boone. You know, how are we getting our information? How are we promoting? You know, what confidence do we have in our decision makers? But also sitting down with those decision makers and saying, what are the values that you hold dear when you're making decisions? And that, as you said, it was, we probably had, probably 20 different groups of, sure. 10, 15, 20 people in those group interviews in those 2.5 days. So that plus a walking tour, so where they themselves walked the area, the district, talked to business owners in their store, kind of looked around a little bit, and even a driving tour of the whole community. So really kind of what are some of our points of interest, how are folks getting into town, just all of these things to look at and to evaluate. And yep, that all culminated into a presentation of an hour and a half.
So one of the things, I admit I did not get to make it there because I was on the air.
Paul was there, so.
I don't want people to think, here, we're giving you the answers. Mm. Take it and do this and do this and do this.
Yeah, no.
That
no.
is not it.
Yeah, and that's a great thing, too. Is I really, their job, at least in this assessment, is to really kind of give their analysis, as I said, the SWOT analysis, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats of our downtown, and the not just the downtown as itself, but in our pursuit to make our downtown a pride and joy of our community, what needs to happen to do that? So if we all understand that our downtown of any rural community, mm-hmm. Let alone in the knowing and valuing the historical significance of our downtown, if that's the case, then what do we do to make it that shining star once again? Mm-hmm. And so they had a number of different visuals and a number of different suggestions, and those are some of those pictures are on Facebook and Instagram, mm-hmm. LinkedIn, and so we were kind of talking about some of those individual things. Also, there'll be a report. So I said, it all that came down to an hour and a half. Well, that was just kind of the nutshell of what, yeah. of their findings. However, we're going to receive a 40-page plus report in the next 5 or 6 weeks or so that I can share, not just mm-hmm. keep it in house, right? The chamber or, the downtown steering committee is not going to just have that information from themselves. That's something that it's going to go to all of our partners.
Yeah, and I know that the Downtown Boone Committee, one of the things is when they came in to visit was it's more than just downtown.
It is
community tying in to the downtown and all of the community.
Well, that's the thing. We don't live in a bubble. So downtown's only as good as the individuals who engage with it, right? Mm-hmm. And so if you're, whether that means you're a store owner, maybe that you mean that's a, you're a property owner, certainly you're going to have an impact in, the look and feel of our downtown. But frankly, if you shop downtown, if you shop at the bakery, if you are at, if you go into Modern Dress or the haberdashery, you are engaging in our downtown. And so your viewpoint is important. And we wanted to know, really, as I said, a lot of people have lots of thoughts and opinions, and it's really great to get everybody essentially in one room and to hear it out. So, I mean, those interview groups mm-hmm. were closed doors. You know, it wasn't, you know, 100 people in the room just shouting at each other. Everyone got just, you know, good time to just kind of say what they've been thinking for a long time.
They pick people's brains, don't they?
Oh, my gosh. And as I said, they had some hard questions. And as I said, I knew walking into it just because of some of the conversations I had had with this team before they even came to town. I knew that I was going to get some tough love out of them when it came to the chamber. And so what I took from it, I'll say this, what I took from it is, you know, leadership development. I am very new in my role, and I've got to learn more about what it is that a good chamber does, let alone a leader in the community. I heard communication, and I heard that, you know, with our downtowns, and this, by the way, goes to every downtown, you know, Madrid, Ogden, et cetera, mm-hmm. is retaining and attracting those retailers. And mm-hmm. so finding the opportunities, not, you know, certainly Boone Economic Growth is doing a fantastic job bringing some, you know, big companies and you know, big things to town. And so this is kind of one of those things that goes hand in hand with the work that they do and the chamber does, but really filling up those storefronts and those existing businesses.
So again, we do know that the Downtown Boone Committee is the one that will really, once you get the report back, and they'll sit down and they're going to have to take a look. What can we plan? What can we do? How do we go about it? Mm-hmm. Because people are thinking, well, what is the instant answer? No, it's not going to be instant. It's going to take a little time and a little effort.
Some of those things, some of the suggestions that they had, you know, are certainly things that we, that the chamber, I say we, you know, at the chamber office, let alone that the downtown steering committee can do right away, right? Mm-hmm. And in fact, on the 21st of May, we're going to have a downtown spring day cleanup. And so if for those who are, you know, we're just alongside store owners and property owners, you know, we're going to wash windows, we're going to pull weeds, we're going to freshen up those flower beds, you know. So the even just taking down one of the things they said was taking down dated and broken or, you know, fixing signage and things mm-hmm. like that that have kind of worn over time.
Sure.
And so just, gosh, just doing that. And we understand that yeah. That the city is overwhelmed. I mean, certainly they've got a lot on their list. And so whatever we can do as a team to kind of, again, roll up our sleeves and just get to work, that those are ways that we can move that ball forward yeah. before that report even comes back.
Yeah. Well, we've got that going on. There's going to be a lot. It's an ongoing. This is just not
exactly.
Definitely,
you're not
going
to wake up one day and go like, "Oh my gosh, look yeah. at that downtown, yeah. beautiful." Yeah. You know, it's going to take it. It really has to take everybody around the table and saying like, "Gosh, it's going to be. It's more than just what I want. It's more than just what my organization wants. It's going to be a team. You know, we're going to have to work together." And so, and that means that you're going to have to just go downtown. I mean, mm-hmm. it's whatever you can do today. You know, take the walk, see what we've got going on. Oh my gosh, especially now that it's a beautiful time. We have a number of different events. In fact, downtown, the Shops on Story group is something that they had
oh, yeah.
that they actually, it was a group they talked to and that they referenced in their presentation. But the Shops on Story group is going to do a Summer on Story event later this May. And so it's yeah. May 27th. So it's the Saturday of Memorial Weekend. And, you know, they're going to have a number of artists and activities and things like that downtown, as well as, of course, those retailers are going to open their doors and have a lot of good stuff.
Well, because this comes up my next topic. We are another month closer.
I know it.
And again, we are seeing, among other things that you're working on Puffer Belly Days, is more of a downtown Story Street
yep.
kind of setting.
Yep, yep. We've really made a focus, and this was actually something that we decided on late last year or so when I just came on board, that really we wanted to put a big spotlight, a big focus on our downtown in Boone, and really kind of find ways to put a lot of the events that we have elsewhere in in the area and put them on Story Street. So, for example, the stage is kind of a big one right now. So instead of having that behind the chamber building in that parking lot, we're actually going to put that on 9th and Story. And so all of the seating and such are going to be in front of our fun stores. And, you know, you're going to hear that music throughout our downtown. We'll have live music on, like, right after the parade on Saturday, all day long. So, yes, we'll have the big concert that night, you know, on 9th and Story. But even from the green space, we're going to have live music all afternoon. And so, you know, the car show and the motorcycle show, we're going to have, you know, the bags tournament. We'll have the water park. It's going to be a fantastic opportunity to get out, the whole family, to enjoy, not only just enjoy the downtown, but enjoy your community as such. And one thing I wanted to bring up that's kind of new, I haven't put a lot out there yet, but I am really thankful for the Boone Community Theater. They are actually we're going to have a teen hotspot in their space. And so, right there on Story, it's going to be a teen hangout time, music, snacks, you know, just somewhere where they can be, and just kind of be with their friends and just kind of hang out. So, I think that's going to be something that it's funny because you'll puffer Billy. It's important to a lot of, and
yeah,
it has such a history, such a rich history in Boone. And one of the things that been brought up to me a number of times, especially because we're harking back to the 90s, is that they were doing teen dances. Oh. And
been there, done that.
And maybe, I'm just gonna throw it out there, maybe these days, you know, a teen dance might be a bit of a lift in this day and age, at least maybe starting, you know, right away. But we wanted to kind of start planting the seed towards having teen events, really something that folks, you know, and I say teen, you know, preteen and teenagers can really come out and just have their time and have their space. You know, we'll see where that grows. But basically, I wanted to have an opportunity for older kids to just be able to hang out and have fun with their friends.
Watch and see how it goes. Now, let's talk a little bit about volunteers, some of the other things, because we know you're still doing Art in the Park, and that's going to be the Sunday big part of it. So where do we need help? What are you looking at? Because you're literally months away.
Yes. And so I think at this point, I really would love to know, when folks ask me how they can help, and this even goes back to a little bit with the assessment too, like, okay, all of this great energy, like, how, you know, how can I help? And really, I have to turn the question back to them, because at the, you know, I can certainly give you a long list of things I think you could help with, or opportunities that there are to help with. But I would love to hear from folks what they either want to help with or what they can do. So whether that being, you know, I can write really well. I need writers, you know, whether that being like, hey, I'm on social media quite a bit. I can share your things. I can promote your things to my friends or to my, you know, my circles. Maybe that is day of, you know, event logistic help, where I can lift heavy things and, you know, lift it up and put it down. And maybe that means that you're going to be part of that team that sets up, you know, the day of. Kind of depending on what you're doing and where you're at, you know, I'd really love to hear that information, mm-hmm. and then I can plug you into the right, right coordinator and the right spot.
So we got people that are working. Okay.
People are working.
And coming up, even before we get to that, we have a golf outing.
We have a number of different member events. And, you know, at the end of the day, a good chamber lives and dies by its membership. We're not, you know, that's our main funding. And so if you like the work that the chamber is doing or that the downtown assessment team is doing or any of that, you know, coming alongside us as a member organization is really critical. And and again, what that means is going to look different for everybody, but whether that's participating in events like our Coffee and Connections or our Golf Classic, sponsoring those events, because those events are connecting with organizations from across the region, really from Story and Boone County, we have that that regional reach. And so promoting your event, promoting yourself through us really gives your company that regional reach that maybe as an individual, that might be hard to mm-hmm. get to. So finding ways to come alongside us in the work that we do where it makes sense for you. So, Golf Classic is one that's coming up in June, and that's over at Honey Creek this year. It's beautiful, beautiful course, and so we're excited to be there. We have the event is coming up for my brain just went. Sorry,
modern. Well, you got
well. Yeah, thank you. Yes. So, in fact, so speaking of membership, our newest member, Live Hydration, is doing an event tonight with our friends over at Modern Dress. So over at their location. So they are in Ames right next to Hobby Lobby. And they are doing a Moms and Mimosa event tonight, as I said, with Modern Dress as well as with BE Good and some other folks. And so they'll have some specials. I did share that one too on Facebook. So check that out. Or of course you can go to Modern Dress. They've got lots of information. Yeah.
So we have other events that are going on too, chamber-wise. And I know you keep putting out the information, so there's a lot.
You know, and I will say too, even just, certainly there's a lot going on in Boone, but, the neat thing is with the Blue Coat Ambassadors, we've been able to check out Ogden and a lot of the fun stuff that's going on there. Our Cool School Tour is going on strong, and so we got the chance to tour Ogden's, the high school and the elementary. And I say elementary middle. And actually middle and high school, and really kind of showcase all the fun stuff that they are doing. Madrid's Cool School Tour is coming up May 15th. And in fact, in Madrid later today, we're going to be celebrating the hardware store. So they are opening up and doing a ribbon cutting out there. So
we're excited.
Oh my gosh. Well, yeah. And as we all should be, I think anytime those businesses are able to really find their place in our communities, it just makes that community richer, but it just brings up the whole region.
All right. I do, before I run out of time, got to ask you quick, membership?
Yes.
So it's you mentioned new members, some new members tonight, but you've gotten others that have renewed their memberships and so.
Yes, and I think that, as I said, we live and die by our members, and so joining up, being, I've got a number of different folks like that are even just starting. So we are we have members that have been in business for 20, 30 years, and businesses that are really just getting their feet underneath them. So the great thing about what I can do is I can support you where you're at. So whether that's exposure and promoting a particular service or sale, or whether that's just giving that opportunity for networking and being on our directory and things, it really depends on kind of where you're at as an organization and how I can help you. And so that's the fun conversations that I get to have with you, is to understand more about your business, but also then to find out where it is that I can click mm-hmm. into you. For example, like Auto Spa, we're going to be seeing him next week with our red coat visits. And, Chris has got just a fantastic facility out there. And so we're excited to go. And he's going to make us breakfast.
All right. Cool.
So, yeah, plug for our ambassador teams, too. And if you're, if you are a member and you're really excited about some of the stuff that the chamber is doing these days, I would call me up. I mean, let's do things together. And I think that's, at the end of the day, one person, one committee can't do this. We all have to
got to work
to get around the table.
Right. Yep. Jennifer Hansen, Executive Director of Boone County Chamber of Commerce. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks again, Jim.